Hey, did you know that TGSTS is on YouTube and Instagram? We'd love to hear your episode suggestions or just chat with you about life. So find us at hashtag TGSTS and follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you. Cheers.
I just feel like nobody is like, this is a different conversation, but I just feel like nobody in Hollywood can be popular without being freaky. It's like you got to get freaky to a point. I wonder when Taylor Swift's going to come out in draws.
Hey Mo, how are you?
You're so cute. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am okay. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Glad to hear. Keep that energy.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, girl. When the last time we recorded?
A long time. It's been a long time. I haven't seen that.
Right? Like a Tourette's thing going.
And we're out of date with music. I mean, that's so old. Who's that? Missy? No.
Missy, yeah. Okay. Or Timbaland. Or Timbaland. Aaliyah. If at first you don't
succeed. Aaliyah. R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of chit-chat about stuff. We figured we'd tackle this topic. I don't know where it's going to go, but we can start it and see what happens.
Let's start it, girl. What are we talking about?
Can I tell you a story about something that happened?
Ooh, yeah,
it's juicy. Related. I told you about this. So over the holidays, my brother and his family were here, and I was driving them all back to the airport. And my brother's big into music; like he's just always stayed on top of music. And he was asking me about Beyonce, and I said, you know, I haven't really listened to any of her new stuff. I love her older stuff, like older, like as in the, you know, 2000s. You know, when I was younger and up on music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were asking me if I was into Beyonce or if I, you know, if I liked it. And I was like, I haven't heard any of her newer stuff, but what I've heard, I really didn't enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like she was yelling at me a lot. Like this, the hype, the get hype kind of music. And that's not the stage in my life that I'm at. I'm not trying to get hype for nothing. But I said, I liked her older stuff. You know, I like more the R&B, like the smooth, like Crazy in Love kind of stuff. Dangerously, you know, whatever. Anyways, my sister-in-law asked me, oh, do you like Taylor Swift? And I was like, yeah, I do. And she's like, oh, that's why. She's like, oh, that's why. And it put something in my head, like, what does that mean? And so, I mean, I know on the socials and stuff, there's beef, there's rivalry amongst the fans. And I'm kind of, you know, I wanted to dive into that and figure out what that was about, the history of that. You brought up a couple other beefs. I mean, there's beef everywhere. I mean, it's kind of like the female version of the male, you know, like, diss tracks and like the beefs that the rappers have and stuff. I feel like it's mirrored on the female side. So I'm just curious about like, what is this? Cause I don't think that they really hate each other. At least Beyonce and Taylor don't. I don't know about Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, all of that. Cause it sounds like it's coming from their own mouths, but, but I mean, yeah,
that's
what do you
a
think?
Mess.
Beef.
I just feel like all of this stuff is fake. All the fans of one, you can't say anything about Beyonce. You can't say anything about Rihanna. Apparently Rihanna's fans are called
Riri.
The Navy.
The what?
The Navy.
Why are they called the Navy?
I
they got
know.
Names. I guess you got the Beehive. You got Swifties.
Trinidad or something.
She's from Barbados, isn't she?
Barbados, yeah.
Also Barbados. An island type thing. Is that what you like, the island vibe?
I don't know why they call them the Navy, but they call them the Navy.
They call
Nicki Minaj the Barbs. I have no idea why. And
because she's Barbie. Because she calls herself Barbie. Black Barbie.
Fans look, I mean, never mind. Ooh, child. I passed the Nicki Minaj party and I was just like, there is no way in hell I would go into that venue with the people going in there, man. I would not have fun.
It's rough in there.
I feel like I've never been that obsessed with anything to consider myself a part of a group. Like, I like the music independently, but I can't see myself, even Michael Jackson, I couldn't see myself killing myself over Michael Jackson.
Like, it's your identity. I feel like this is just the way the world is going. Because, I mean, I think the best example is politics and how we, you know, the tribalism of it. So you have to belong to something. Or like it's the Selena Gomez they had beef. Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber, they had their beef like a
Oh
year ago.
yeah.
You know, and you got to be on a side, and you got to attack, and you got to protect yours. And it's
This
so
is so
weird that we do that.
exactly. These people are not paying your bills. You're actually paying their bills.
Right. And the beef is
And
feeding it. You know, it's
the
making
beef,
people want to go out and
yeah.
support. Yeah.
So
That's
that's what I
crazy.
think it is. It's all fake. It's all just free marketing.
Money.
It's a way to
Money.
get your exposure to get in the news without spending marketing dollars. It all boils down to money. But it's getting dirty with the Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. Nicki Minaj talking about Megan Thee Stallion's dead mother and stuff.
Oh
So,
my gosh.
and you know, she had a whole thing with Megan Thee Stallion, had a whole thing
I
before
like how
with
you say that, Megan Thee Stallion. Like you really emphasize the thee.
yes, Thee
Megan Thee
Stallion.
Stallion. I think she's
She's
beautiful. I'm looking
Texas.
at her right now.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's freaky, but she's beautiful.
I mean, whatever. What's freaky got to do with being.
I just feel like nobody is like, this is a different conversation, but I just feel like
Okay, let's have it.
nobody in Hollywood can be popular without being freaky. It's like you got to get freaky to a point. I wonder when Taylor Swift's going to come out in droves. Like, I'm just
No,
waiting.
see, I is that, now we don't bring it here. Is that race related? Because I don't know that you have to be freaky and if you're white. I do
Yeah.
feel like you have to be freaky and sexualized if you are black.
Yeah,
I
because that's
feel
how
like
much
all,
they consume you.
yeah, that's disgusting. And we're feeding into it. These artists are, I guess maybe because they're trying to get their coins, so they're going to do whatever they got to do to get that. Or is it the other way around? I mean, I wonder. Because Cardi B, I mean, she about her, you know, whatever she does.
Yeah. Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki
Nicki
Minaj,
Minaj, definitely.
Beyoncé
Beyonce, I don't think
is
Beyonce, yeah, she's, I mean, she's
crazy. I
sexy.
mean,
She's
you
not
saw her
crazy.
outfit, so she be, yeah. Have you seen
I
her cowboy
know,
outfit?
but the way she's behaving, though, it's a
Yeah, she's
behave
not
like,
twerking and stuff. I feel like
right.
Megan Thee Stallion twerks and she just don't.
Yeah, over-sexualized.
Yeah, over-sexualized, which I think sucks because it takes away from the talent. She's beautiful though. She should be
Yeah.
displaying what she wants to display,
But I
with
mean, even
buttons
Ciara, she out
everywhere.
there twerking.
Yeah, she twerking with
Yeah.
Russell Wilson. So,
And all that baby, she twerking.
well, that's the whole thing. There's a
I
whole
love
thing.
her. I can't.
The urge, the black woman's urge to twerk. Like, what is this about? Like, there was a story about a lady who brought her baby into the grocery store,
Oh,
Walmart,
no.
with no clothes on.
The
She,
baby
yeah, the baby, no
was
clothes
naked.
on, just had a diaper. And she's
What's
sitting there
that
in a
rule?
sweater and everything. And people finally put like a trash bag on them. Somebody went and bought the baby some clothes to
A
put on.
trash bag on the baby?
Yes, girl, it was a mess. I'll send you the link. And
Walmart.
Walmart, of course. And the mom
Walmart.
and the baby was shivering cold, and the mom sitting there cursing people out and twerking.
So it wasn't even summertime because I'm like, oh, maybe it's hot. You know, it's humid
This
and
month,
hot.
last month.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's
So
child
like
endangerment.
it's
She
working.
got sweaters and she got the nerves to. They've been it's been all through the news. My husband's told me all kinds of stories about like someone got shot up or there was a fight at a McDonald's and someone up on the counter twerking during the fight.
And
You know what I'm
yes,
saying? Like what?
it's working. And people try to say, oh, that's African dance. And it's like,
It
no.
may be. It may the
It
movement
is.
may
The
be,
movement is,
but
but the
you
music.
ain't Afri. You're not paying homage to the
Yeah.
ancestors while you twerking
Again,
at a
try.
Walmart.
Yeah, tried them.
I can't twerk to save my life, so I don't know if I'm just being a
Again,
hater,
I
but
tried.
I can't.
I
I mean,
got
things
scammed out.
move.
We'll take twerk out. Let me stop. Don't let you can take that out. But I took a signed up for a twerking class in New York, went, nobody was there, and I had to fight to get my PayPal back. Like, forget
Ooh,
that. But yeah, I
I
don't
don't
know how
want
to
to
twerk.
know.
I can't do it. Like, I'm just too rigid. Like, I'm too, what is it called? I don't know the word. I ain't got it in me.
I don't know. I was about to say some stuff that's probably improper.
Say it, girl. You can cut it out.
I mean, just too respectful and too respectable to be moving your
Yeah.
ass cheeks like that. You know what I mean? You don't need to be clapping. That's not
Well,
stuff you do in
you want to
public.
clap it for your man, though. So,
Yeah, right.
I
That's
mean,
fine. That's fine.
yeah.
I
So, I want
mean,
to learn how to interpret, you know,
you're
to
like, you
do
try
it
to,
when. You
hey, I'm trying to clap for you.
know, I'm all about it.
Wipe
I took the
right.
burlap dress.
Yeah, the se
She's
it's
just had the
sexual. Yeah,
tassel.
it is. That's different though. But when you're trying to get paid for it and you're using
Yeah.
that as your identity, when you have
Yeah.
talent, they have talent aside from the twerking.
Talent
They've
doesn't
got
sell.
great rappers, great, I mean, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, very talented. minus the twerking and the BBLs gone wrong and all that stuff. And it's a weird culture to me. Like
I don't
I don't
agree with it.
understand it.
I don't like any of it. And then the rap music, killing each other and all this stuff, like everything seems to be going down the drain. And the worse it is, the more profit it makes.
Yeah, more it's
So
celebrated and yeah.
yeah, the more it's celebrated, kids are walking around with those things on their faces. You can't see their face. And I forgot what they're called, clavicle. I
I'm
don't
in a
remember.
bubble. I don't even know. Like all that stuff, I don't even
Labella.
know.
I forgot how to say it, but that thing on their faces, and just the kids are running in the shops spree, like
Oh, but
shopping
yeah, just
spree.
chaos. Chaos.
Yeah, you see, in Berkeley, they just went into the Apple store and just grabbed everything.
That's, I mean, what,
This
that's
car right
insane.
outside. There's nothing you can do.
It's a
Nobody's gonna.
cultural problem, like
Yeah.
American culture, you know?
But I thought it was funny because Gavin Newsom said, asked why they weren't promoting, like, Target wasn't punishing people for stealing, and somebody said because the stupid governor made a rule, like the amount that make requires a felony, it went down up.
Yeah, up, yeah.
So somebody called him a stupid governor and didn't realize it was him.
I love when stuff like that happens. I don't know. I do know that, like, back to the beginning with Beyonce and Taylor, that a lot of it isn't. I mean, they support each other. We've seen them together supporting each other, showing up to each other's premieres of the movie version of their tours and things like that. They usually have really kind things to say. I mean, because they're both at the top of their game, killing it, you know? So, I mean, they probably don't care. I
They
think.
seem parallel.
Yeah, but I think that the problem is, and from what I read, there was an article about Beyonce and Taylor, their fans having beef is more so about like erasure, and ethnicity and how, I guess going back to like the Kanye moment and all that stuff, like the attention that one is getting that the other isn't, or the accolades that one is getting and the other isn't. I think Jay-Z spoke to that at the Grammys this year, which I did
Yeah,
not
what did
watch,
he
so I can't
say?
really. He was just saying something. Beyonce got the most Grammys, but she's never gotten, I don't know, album of the year, artist of the year. I'm not sure which one it was. And I think that, you know, there is something there. I don't think that, I think wrongly, though, the attacks are put on Taylor as if she's not talented in her own right. But she is symbolic of the problem. And I think that's
She's
what the
a
beef
symbol, I
is.
think. Like, 'cause I don't even.
Yeah.
I personally don't like her at all. Like, I don't like her
Yeah.
music. I don't like what she stands for. As a human
What does
being, I
she
know.
stand for? I'm curious.
Just white privilege, just
Yeah. So her,
white
what she
privilege.
represents, right?
Yeah. Damsel in distress. You know, she came to the rescue for Jason Kelsey or whoever, whichever one, I can't remember, whoever her man. But that seems all fake as well. Is she, it seems like she's almost like a plant, like just put to be like royalty for the United States. And I heard she treats her workers well. You know, she does all kinds of, she still rides the jets and everything. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But her fan, like the fandom is just, it's just blind. It's, I think it's the blind following for me. It's just like this blind, just idol worship, idolatry that bothers me. And it's with the Hive too. Like, have you, there's a show on Amazon called, I think it's called The Hive. And it talks about like crazy fans, like a crazy fan who went nuts, a crazy Beyonce fan. But people get crazy and they want to, you know, they have what they call a parasocial relationship. They think they know
Oh,
the
they know him.
stars.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You can't say anything. So when
Those are the
Megan,
ones that go and kill the star. That's
yeah,
scary. Yeah.
or kill people who say something bad, and this is getting
Yeah.
bad. They started doxing people. The Barb started doxing Megan Thee Stallion, and like giving
She's
people's
not
personal, like
safe.
that's,
Yeah.
yeah. So it's like if you say like I have an unpopular opinion that I'm willing to state, and I don't care.
Okay. Let's hear
I
it.
was not a fan of Texas Hold'em. By Beyonce. It just sounded
Oh.
like a cheesy parody to me. But I can't, you know, like I say that, you might want to take that out because it's like I say that, and next thing you know, I'm getting punched in the face. And it's like, why can't I have an opinion? Why do I have to like everything you like?
Right. I've got many an unpopular opinion. But I don't know. I didn't even know she was trying to do country. I don't know why she's trying to do country. Like, what are you,
Wow.
why?
Is she from
Why?
Texas, girl?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
It didn't
I
even
don't know.
sound authentic to me, and I like they tried to make it racial, but I don't think it is. It's like, why are you? Maybe she's a country fan, who knows? But it just didn't sound, it sound like some
But it's coming
fake.
out of nowhere too. She's been in the game for
That's
20
what she
plus
does.
years. This is an entirely different genre that's not necessarily open to diversity in that
It
way.
is though. I'll send you some links. There's some
Oh no,
good.
I'm sure, but it's not like you're gonna be this big R&B pop star and then all of a sudden be accepted on some country radio station. So, and her voice doesn't lend itself to country. She is not, she doesn't have a country voice. She doesn't have, and this is maybe my unpopular whatever. And I do enjoy Taylor Swift's music. I obviously have like a 10-year-old, so like whatever.
Yeah,
But
you don't have
I've
children.
enjoyed her music before I even had children. And I think the pull for me and what I hear from a lot of older Taylor Swift fans is it's not so much the music, while some of the songs are good to listen to, whatever. It's the storytelling, which is country based, which is something that probably comes from her country roots. It could be seen as whiny, but if I'm a whiny person. Like when I go through a breakup, I'm, writing the things too. And so it's like she's singing what I've written before. I think Beyonce is not a storyteller. Her stuff is not telling stories. It's something you listen to at the club, or maybe you're having a moment, something maybe romantic. A lot of the music that I like is sex music, or like something like a vibe. So they're two very different types of music, but I feel like Taylor Swift could never make sex music, or romance music, or
Please don't end up in draws, Taylor. Please.
no, but you know what I mean? Like there's a genre of like R&B. Like she could never cross into that. That's like untouchable. Taylor's not, she don't have that. And I don't think that Beyonce has the country. Like it's just everybody stay in their lane. Like you could be the biggest in the R&B game. That's good. You could be the biggest in like this pop
Is
crossover,
he trying to
whatever.
like a nomination for country music or something? Trying to
Who?
get an old opera?
Who?
Beyonce.
Beyonce? The Grand Ole Opry. Is that a still thing? Oh shoot. I don't know. Or maybe it's just like the conquest of it. Like I'm trying to get into a new genre, get a Grammy in this genre. Let's do it. I can't picture her do I haven't listened to any country. I don't know. I mean, you sent me the text and I was like, she does country? What?
Getting that country on. I mean, we from Texas though. We love our country music up
I
there,
like country
down.
music too. I had a country era, country phase.
I like some country. I like some of everything. There's nothing that
Me
I can't
too.
say, right? That maybe something I haven't heard of yet, but I like a little bit of this and that. Like it just what touches me.
The
Like
mood, yeah. Where you're at?
that song, I think, is that a country song we like? God Bless the Broken
Yeah,
Road.
yeah, 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 yeah.
It's
Rascal
just a
Flatts.
beautiful
That's
song.
country.
It's like,
Yeah.
it's so beautiful. So I feel like who cares about the genre? If it speaks to you, it speaks to you. And who cares if
Yeah.
somebody else, like, as much as I say I don't like Taylor Swift, I'm not gonna go be like, oh fuck you, you listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Enjoy their music, enjoy yourself. Don't put it on me. Like I get mad. Don't make me have to like something I don't like. I like Since You've Been Gone. I think that's her. Ain't that her?
No, that's
Oh,
Kelly
see.
Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson.
I don't even think, I don't
I
even
think
know
she's
her.
from Texas too. Is she from Texas? She's Southern.
Texas rapping. Oh, did you see Ruben Studdard have a baby? Oh, anyway.
Really? Oh, I don't keep up on stuff, but that's so I loved
Just
him.
on
He's such a big
Instagram
teddy bear.
trolling me. I sent you a picture. Like they stays trolling me on my Explore page. So I see all the news.
Oh, Ruben said he had a beautiful voice.
He looked good too. Looked like he didn't got on Ozempic or
Really?
something.
Lost weight? He was a big old teddy bear. Yeah, I don't know. The beef. The beefs.
Yeah, when is beef coming back? That's what I'm living
Ooh,
for. I
I
can't wait.
know. The way they left it, there has to be a season two. There has to be.
Yes.
And then they won all those awards. It's like, yeah, they got to keep
You done
that going.
dumped
But what
her
do you
husband and stuff.
do?
I need to hear the news. I need to hear the news.
I know, Bill Hader. No, but
Right?
okay,
I'm
so
kind of
with
mad at
beef.
that. I don't know why I'm mad about that, but I feel like she sold out.
I like him. I know you don't. Something about him is attractive to me, so I like it. Have you ever watched Barry? I don't know if
No, I
that's
couldn't
on.
get into it. I can't. I never
Yeah.
liked him from the
I
state back
love
in the day.
him.
Like
I think
the
he's
sketch
cute.
comedy.
He's
Ugh.
like goofy cute. Goofy. His teeth
I
are
like
a mess,
some
though.
goofy too, but not him.
That's right up my alley. Bill Hader.
Get it, girl.
But they're cute, and I'm glad she's getting living her life. So I love Ali Wong.
She climbing up the hole. She doing the hole stroll, climbing up the lat. Let me stop. I don't know their story at all. I was just like, damn, she was joking about this and actually went and dumped her husband, man. I need to see the story. I think they're friends. I need to
She
read the
was
story.
foreshadowing. It wasn't even a joke. She knew what she was
Right?
about to do.
She
She
knew
like,
it
he
was
ain't
up.
shit. She was saying so much about him in that last special. I was like,
She was sitting there pregnant.
is he letting you say this? Like, is he
Right?
okay with you doing this? They probably
Young.
knew. Her
Yeah,
star
they.
rose. That's what people do. You get bigger, you get more famous, and then you dump the first wife, the first husband.
Yep, that's
You
Jim
know,
Carrey
Jesse
did.
Williams. Oh, okay, we got
Yep. Tom
you know,
Hanks.
yes. Dump them all. Yeah, but Tom Hanks was in a that was a weird older woman. Something was weird about that relationship. I don't know. Beef. I don't even know where
But
this
yeah,
conversation
I just
went.
feel like it's just fake beef. I just feel like it's just free advertising and I'm not here for it. If you want to enjoy Beyonce, enjoy it. Don't force me to listen to it. You want to enjoy Taylor, don't force me to listen to it. And that's where, like, I go to workout classes and that's the only place where I'm forced to listen to it. And
I think you hear Taylor everywhere.
I just
I
don't
don't hear
know.
Beyonce. I
I
don't like
don't
I'm
know what
not.
Taylor Swift is. I just know Skater Boy, I think.
That's Avril Lavigne.
Oh, see, I don't know her stuff.
Oh my goodness, Skater Boy. No, it's not. No, I enjoy her like and her music is grown up with
Tell me
her.
a song, a Taylor song.
You Belong With Me? That's an old one. Why can't you see? No, you belong.
Oh, yeah. That's like a commercial song. Yeah, that's like, I don't like
Yeah,
that stuff.
a
It's like
lot of it
commercial.
is very commercial. Yeah, it can be used
Yeah.
to
I mean,
do
like
that.
for commercial ads, you know,
Yeah,
like when you go to the mall,
that's what I
it's
mean.
that
Yeah,
music
you'll
when you're
hear
like
it.
shopping.
Yeah, so it's like more chill music. Like it's not get hype. There's no get hype. And I
Yeah, I
think
just
that's
don't.
the different vibe. So whatever you're drawn to, that's what you listen to. Good, you know,
Yeah, like for
whatever.
me, I'm trying to think. I like cheesy stuff, like pop songs and stuff, but just nothing of hers ever touched me. It's got to touch me. It could be in, and it doesn't, there's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes stuff touches me because of something I'm going on in my own personal life, and that song just hits. And so her music hasn't touched me like most pop songs. So I like R&B, jazz, house, rock,
House.
alternative, you know, like blues. I like that stuff. Get in
I
your
feel like you
soul.
like everything.
I do.
You do. You have a wide variety of musical tastes.
I love it. I was just looking at pictures of me in London at the O2 to see Ozzy Osbourne and Black
Oh
Sabbath
my gosh.
by my damn self.
I think that's what it draws on. Because I think you and I are similar in that way. And I think that travels into like just our outlook socially, you know, politically, any of that. Like we're just open and we want to take in and find what fits and discard the rest. Like we're not out there trying to attack. And I think a lot of the problem is people are very singularly focused. And once they find an artist they like, that is it. That is their goddess. That is their, you know, like the people who are big on Mariah Carey. I forgot what they're called.
Oh, dang, I didn't even know she had a thing.
It's in the link that you sent me. Mariah Carey has a group or has a whatever. And it's
A
you can't say
tribe.
anything. What is it called?
No, I don't know. I was saying a tribe.
Some kind of a yeah, something. But you can't say anything about Mariah Carey to these people. You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
You get bopped in the head. Like there are times
The
when I,
lambs. That's weird, the lambs.
not the lambs.
That's very strange. Who names these?
No.
They need to get with it. I don't know. But I mean, you like what you like, and that's it. You don't have to go to bat for these people. You just put it on your
Yeah.
AirPods and call it a damn day. Like,
I
it's
think
not
that's
that
why I
serious.
sometimes I get anti these groups because I feel like I'm being forced to like stuff I don't like. And it's almost like an act of rebellion, like fuck yeah.
Yes.
Like,
That's why
but
I didn't like the Lakers for the longest time. Not because, and
oh wow.
I grew up, you know, SoCal, that was the team, but the Laker fans ruined it for me. Like, don't be a fan that messes it up for your person. Like, you're supposed to rep it
Yeah.
and be positive, but if you out here giving, I don't know, they were so annoying to me, you know, all the rioting after their championships and all this kind of stuff and setting things on fire. I was like, oh Lord.
I hate that.
the cocky talk, like you're the one actually on the court playing, or you're the one actually performing at the concert. Like you're a fan, you're a stan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't like, I'm not a fan. I don't know what you would call me because I feel like fans are disloyal. Like they'll be like, oh, you effed it up. Like if they lose, it's like, you're not out there playing. I still represent, like, I just like, for instance, I'm not a sports fan, but I had fun going to an Eagles tailgate and just the
Yeah,
energy,
it's
people have
fun.
fun. Yeah. Just, just life experiences.
And then you cheer for the team and then whatever.
Exactly. I got in a fight with someone because I said that the Phillies don't pay my bill. Not that argument. The Phillies pay my bills. And
They
they're
don't.
like, so you mean they have to pay your bills for you to like? I'm like, your fandom is out of control. I
Like,
just
yeah, check
like
that.
talking about stuff to people because I'm not trying to get killed.
Definitely not. People are wild.
People are watching this tribal, and like you said, it's this team A, team B, it's teams. Everything is team. Tribes. And I think it's because we need to get back to the roots. We're supposed to be in tribes. Dang. Now we done all messed it
Find
up.
your people. Find your people.
Right? I've been trying. It's hard.
You gotta just pick one. You gotta be a lamb or whatever the hell.
No.
I would
I don't even
never.
know.
Part
I
of
don't even know what the
the
word
hive. I'm a
fan is.
Swiftie. Like, I can't. No.
I can't imagine ever, even when I like new kids on the block and stuff, I
Oh
wasn't like
yes, but it wasn't like that. Or even if there was 98
people
Degrees,
were.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, there were several to choose from. It wasn't like this is there. I mean, there may have been some discussion about it. I think maybe social media helps to make it bigger.
Yeah,
It helps
social
people
media
come
now,
together.
yeah.
But I mean,
Because
you
some of
like what
the
you like. Shoot.
remember back in the day, people were killing themselves over Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson. People were literally killing
But
themselves.
that's the obsession. That's not the fighting between tribes. That was more of like you got a problem.
Yeah, that's internal problem. Yeah, that's true. It's like
Keep it
you like it, good
inside,
for you.
y'all. Right.
Like, why are you mad at me that I don't like your person? What that got to do with you?
Or I what I didn't understand, bringing it back to the beginning, was because I enjoy Taylor Swift's music, of course you don't like Beyoncé. What? How does that make sense? I don't understand that. I don't understand. I mean, the
Yeah.
music types are different, so maybe, but like that's just so weird. And I even tried to listen to some of Beyoncé's stuff before, and I was like, it's a different, maybe 10 years
I like
ago,
that song.
15
We
years
hit
ago, I would have
another
liked.
night. I like that
Oh, I like
one.
that too. I like that too. But I feel like
Yeah.
that one, that's, I
She was
do like
doing
that
something
song.
different. Yeah. She was doing like a club
Or
thing.
it's something I could put on and I can just, like groove to it or whatever.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff, it's like, I got to listen to it if I'm going out to the club, I'm
One of
about to
my.
do this,
One of my favorite songs by her is 7-Eleven. It's a quick little song, but it's like, shorty, sign, boys, shake it, put it in the air. Hands in the air.
But that, see
7-Eleven.
that, just that you've given me would make my anxiety ratchet up. Just the choppiness of it. I can't.
Oh,
I
I
don't know
love
if
it.
it's the phase in my life. I can't handle that. I think that's why people in midlife start going over to some smooth jazz, and
Oh,
they
I've
just
been
can't.
listening. You know, I love my smooth
I
jazz.
know, but I feel like it's the
Ikujini brunches.
Ikujini. Ooh, do they still do that?
miss my jazz.
Bagatini and Ikujini. I went once. I went once with my parents and somebody, I don't remember who. Wesley Snipes was there. It was so
So
random in Santa
cool.
Monica. Yeah.
Yeah, I went.
That was
Nobody
funny.
was there. It was old people. I was like, yeah, because back in the day too, that was probably a day's work to spend on brunch.
That was expensive. But
Remember
that's a
we
good brunch.
went
Good
and saw
music.
Rick Fox, I mean.
Where was that at?
Koi, West
Oh yeah,
Hollywood.
sushi. I just remember sushi and then these blue martinis, blue drinks.
Oh,
We had
remember we
blue,
had
some
a
kind of
good life, man.
ballin',
I didn't appreciate it
ballin'.
at the time, but I didn't know.
I didn't know. We're too young to know.
Right? We were just, you're not supposed to know when you're young like that. But we weren't on some tribe shit. We weren't. Who were we listening to then? Fergie,
Was listening to some dude.
Fergalicious, John Mayer,
Yeah, that was weird
Lil Jon
times.
and the East Side Boys. Yeah, it wasn't any kind of like
It was
hive thing.
everything. It was
Yeah,
everything. Listen to everything.
Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, like pop stuff.
Those were good times.
Country.
That makes me happy. Yeah, I was listening to a lot of country
Yeah,
and a lot of
and
like alternative rock.
How does this work at a music festival? I mean, these artists are so big, they probably won't be at one, but I know Megan Thee Stallion is on a few festivals. So if she and Nicki Minaj are on the same festival, they're gonna be fighting, like.
Do they get into it with each other? Like, have they ever,
Yeah.
I mean, they to each other, like, have they been in the same place, like to the point where they
Oh, the
can't be in the
two.
same place?
Don't they have a song together?
Because I wonder how much of it really is manufactured. Like, can they be in the same place or is there a problem? Where they just not look at each other and just go about their business and do their work. But when their fans are in the same place is when you have problems. It's like it's on the artist to kind of calm their people. That's insane.
Minaj reached a song called, a single called Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Response to Megan Thee Stallion's song called Hiss. So I'm gonna go listen to these.
Yeah, I don't.
This Taylor Swift,
You listen because I'm not interested.
see if anything
All I
touches.
know,
I need to see.
there's a lyric that Taylor Swift has, and I think it goes to it. It's in her song called You Need to Calm Down. And she says, "And we see you over there on the internet comparing all the girls who are killing it, but we figured you out. We all know now. We all got crowns. You need to calm down." And so
I like
basically it's
that.
like,
Abundance
yeah.
mindset.
But it's like
We all got clowns. Should we talk like that?
we all got crowns. Crowns. Huh?
We all got crowns. She speaks like that.
I don't know if you hear it. I don't know. Listen to the song. Yeah, we all got crowns. You need to calm down. I mean, I don't know. Speaks like what? What is that?
We all got crowns. That doesn't even sound right.
I don't know.
We got
But
crowns up in here.
I
Okay,
like
I'm
the
gonna listen
song.
to it.
I
I
love
gotta
that.
listen, see if I like anything. I don't like anything.
I'm gonna send you some songs.
Send me some songs. Send me your favorite one.
They're depressing too. Some of them, I mean, a lot of them are breakup stuff, so they're
Well,
depressing.
that doesn't matter to me, so I
I
can't
know,
relate.
but I'm just saying, like, some of those are like take me to a place where I was like, damn, like where was this song when I was like 20? You know what I mean? Like, oh,
Some of
like
these
I feel.
songs fit into your toxicity.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. For
Like
sure.
Mary J. Blige is some toxic
But it's
music.
relatable because
Yeah, it's relatable.
everything is toxic. I
Everything
love
is
Britney
toxic.
Spears, you know what I'm saying? Like everything is toxic.
That's
Toxique.
true.
But yeah, it's relatable. I think that's what it is. It's storytelling that's relatable, and that's why I enjoy it. And some of it is set to, like, I'd be crying in the car. There's some songs.
Oh, I haven't had music touch me like that in a long time.
I'll send you one. Maroon. Maroon is the song for me.
Ooh,
Okay, just
okay.
singing.
I'll look it up. Any
Yeah.
final thoughts?
No, I'm gonna go try to listen to some Beyonce. This what is a country song? Let's hear about it. I gotta figure
I'm gonna listen to Taylor Swift.
out. Okay.
And I mean, not long. I'm just gonna click through the song. I can't do it because ooh, no. I just don't like the music.
It's too sugary, poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Too
Well,
poppy.
Maroon. Listen to
Okay.
Maroon. That's what
All
I
right.
like. And Exile, Bon Iver. Bon Iver's on there.
I don't
Exile.
even know who that is.
Really? He's got a beautiful voice.
Ooh, okay, let
I'm
me
gonna send
listen.
you the YouTube. I'm gonna send you the YouTube.
Yeah, send me the YouTube.
Yeah, it's good. The Long Pond edition. Okay. All right,
All
we
right.
gotta get some music going on.
Yes.
You look cute today, by the
Yeah.
way.
Thanks, you as well, as
Have a
always.
wonderful day. Have a wonderful
You too,
day.
Bookie. Love
I love
you.
you. All right, love you. Bye.
Thank you.